I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Before we get to Don't Do This, a reminder, listening to the Padres has never been easier. You can stream Padres baseball using the Odyssey app. Just ask Alexa to play 97.3 The Fan. Now, three stories that make you shake your head. And I will start with what is being called a very poor decision by the New York Mets. It has left one of their key starting pitchers very unhappy. Marcus Stroman criticized his own team yesterday for a game against the Miami Marlins that the Mets decided to start in a steady rain. Stroman ended up pitching just 9 pitches before the umpire said, no, it's too wet, and then the game was suspended after a wait of 2 hours and 10 minutes to be continued as part of a day-night doubleheader on August 31st. Now, Woods, in baseball, here's how it works. The home team has authority to delay the start of a game or postpone it due to rain. But once you have started, it's up to the umpires to determine whether conditions can warrant to proceed.
Right.
And Marcus Stroman's going, what a bad decision. You burned me. You know, I had to warm up. I had to get up. I had to throw 9 pitches. Now I pretty much lose my entire start because my team wasn't smart enough to realize that it was raining too hard to play baseball. And they got 9 pitches in and the umpires bagged it and they went home. It really is kind of a pretty dumb decision by the New York Mets to even get that game started in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, but you can't, you know, if you're Marcus Stroman, he's really frustrated because he gets ready, he prepares. They should have just banged the game. And then he throws the next day and whatever, they push him back or whatever.
Yeah.
But to get, you know, ready, lubed up, and get out there on the mound, you throw 9 pitches,
yeah.
Now he
well,
doesn't
now
get
maybe,
to pitch.
Maybe he doesn't have to wait 5 full days, but obviously he won't be able to pitch probably tomorrow because he got all warmed
yeah.
up. And
well, he said, now I got to wait 5 days to pitch again. It's just kind of a stinker all around.
He's a squeaky wheel, though. He's always been a squeaky wheel.
He is. You can't control the weather, Marcus, but you can. It's the home team's decision to whether or not they want to play. And I mean, it was awful. It was pouring rain out there. There's just no reason to ever get that thing going. I'm actually kind of on his side. Maybe a convo that's best handled in the manager's office, though, and not on Twitter, maybe. I've got one. We all watched the game. They came back from break on Saturday night, Ben. Manny Machado has just been ejected from this game. And he said, oh, boy, what happened? Now, the pitch he got rung up on, I'm pretty sure was a strike.
Yeah, it was
bottom of the zone, but it was a strike. I think Manny was a little frustrated, so I was immediately like, oh boy, he must have gone ham. He must have ripped his helmet off, gotten the guy's grill, the finger point, the whole thing. No. Back to the umpire, kind of over the shoulder, said something, throws his bat towards the dugout, which, by the way, I mean, that happens all the time. Like, hey, it didn't even look like it was out of anger. It was just...
No, I mean, maybe a little extra velocity.
A little extra velo.
Yeah.
Kind of throws his helmet, too. But again, is walking away from the umpire. The umpire rips his mask off, does the umpire thing, and is looking for something. And he runs him. He absolutely runs him, throws him out of the game. Next day, Manny comes up. We all saw yesterday, 3 balls off the plate. I mean, 3 balls off the plate from Fulton Evans.
Different home plate umpire, but same crew.
Same crew. Absolute same crew. And you're just looking at it going, yeah, this is now a thing. It's going to be a thing, I think, for a while with Manny, who remains, in my opinion, the most misunderstood man in the game of baseball.
By the way, he reacted with a hearty smile.
Yes, he did.
When he got called out on a slider that literally was a foot outside. I mean,
yeah, it
was a foot outside.
It's a 1-0 game at that point, and you know, Manny was DHing though yesterday, right?
He was.
So yeah, but still, he knows they need his bat, and guess what? Turns out they did. He added a big home run later on in the game. Now, did you see on the home run what happened?
I did not. He hit a home run to the second deck in the ninth inning.
Yep.
Something happened, though? No.
The umpire, who's behind the dish, who had rung him up earlier, rips the mask off, walks out 6 feet in front of the plate, and stares at Manny as he runs down first base. And I'm looking at this going, am I sensitive? And so I didn't tweet anything about it, but then I watched Twitter just go bam, 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 bam. Everyone's like, hey, man. Why are you looking for trouble? They're always looking for trouble. They're so quick to rip that mask off and get in somebody's grill and abuse their power, so to speak. I tweeted yesterday, I can't wait for robot umps. I was always against it. I can't wait. I cannot wait. The umpiring this year has been atrocious. It's been ridiculous. It's been terrible. And it's going to continue to be that way until they do something about it.
Speaking of umpires, round three of Don't Do This. By the way, Sunday Night Baseball, the first 2 weeks, ESPN has had two phenomenal games. Had Angels White Sox last Sunday. Last night it was Phillies Braves in Atlanta.
What a game.
And this game was back and forth. Had Acuna and Albies homer. Bryce Harper, Didi Gregorius, Reese Hoskins all go deep. They're trading runs. They're going back and forth. Acuna reached first base on a hard-hit ground ball to shortstop that looked like an absolute routine play. He was flying down the line.
Safe.
Just flying down the line. Legit safe. But it all got marred by the way the game was decided in the ninth inning when the Phillies had a runner on third base and lifted a very shallow fly to left field.
Marcelo Zuna.
Marcelo Zuna was the outfielder for the Braves. Alec Bohm. Was the runner on third base.
Alec Bohm
was the runner on third base. Decides to test the arm of Ozuna. Which isn't great, but it's a really shallow fly ball.
I mean, he was 40 feet off the infield dirt.
The play at the plate was very close, and he was ruled safe by the home plate umpire. Who's the home plate umpire in this case? I mean, whoever the umpire was. Ruled it safe, but you know it's going to an instant replay challenge. It was that close. It's that important. The game was tied. This was the time you use it. So they go to instant replay. And we get to see all the same replays as New York. And it seems undeniably clear that Bohm never touches home plate.
Never touched it.
He got blocked off the home plate and a great tag.
Darnell was amazing.
Great play by the catcher. And his foot goes right over the plate. It doesn't touch it on the backside. He gets tagged out. I mean, the evidence from every angle, you put it together, it is all there, black and white. Yet the umpires in New York don't overturn the call. They uphold the call. It's safe. And that's the deciding run as the Phillies win the game 7-6. And it sparked a lot of criticism in baseball about the instant replay system, about what's the point of having instant replay if you're not going to get calls like that correct, Woods.
Jesse Agler just tweeted 5 minutes ago, I'd like to welcome all the new members of the, quote, call on the field should not matter club. We meet every other Wednesday, coffee and snacks provided. Somebody asks him, well, why don't they just not tell New York what the original call was, which would be genius. He says, it's probably impossible in practice. I say, just apply common sense standard. Does the guy look safe or out? Does the ball look fair or foul? That's it. Because, again, they've employed that dumbass NFL rule. Oh, we don't have enough to overturn it. The original call. Forget the original call.
Now,
if you challenge it, the original call does not matter.
I do think it's important that the umpire who made the call is able to say, okay, here's what I saw.
Yep.
In case you don't have a great angle, here's exactly what I saw, and add that information to the equation. But you're right. It shouldn't have to be like a overwhelming evidence to overturn a bad call on the field.
Correct.
And I thought the evidence was more
I thought
than,
it was overwhelming.
More than clear enough that he should have been called out on that play yesterday. I thought Joe Sheehan had a great tweet about this last night. He said, if we called what Alec Bohm did slide framing, no one would have a problem with the missed call. They just say it was hidden value, ignore that it was umpire failure, and give all the credit to Bohm.
Yes.
Which is what happens to catchers who pitch frame, and they drag a ball slightly into the strike zone, and it gets called a strike. It's really a mistake by the umpire. They're just tricking the umpire into making more and more mistakes behind home plate. This is just a different kind of mistake, but it's one that has fans and certainly Braves fans up in arms today.
I mean, umpires are basically like it's essentially been like they have diplomatic immunity. Right? They're just, they're diplomat. They can walk, they're from somewhere. They can walk
great,
into another country.
80s, 90s TV drama reference.
Thank you.
Oh, we can't arrest him. He's got diplomatic immunity.
Hey, but he just shot a guy. Doesn't matter. He's got diplomatic immunity. That's what umpires have. They have moron immunity. They can do whatever they want.
That's probably come into play like four times in real life.
In real life.
Forever, but 10,000 times in television shows.
Lethal Weapon 2, anybody? Lethal Weapon 2? Diplomatic immunity. Bam! It's been revoked. I'd like to revoke some
umpires' diplomatic immunity.
It's insane. The guys that go through every game and put the scorecards out, you guys are the heroes we all deserve. Doesn't matter. I tweet at them every day, and they don't do anything about it. Do they have a phone number? I'd like to call them and start pranking them. Probably get fired. Hey,
voicemail line.
Hi, it's Ben and Woods.
Leave your compliments and complaints here at our MLB Umpires Association voicemail line.
Hi there, it's Steve Woods, San Diego. You guys remain just the worst at your jobs. I understand it's a difficult job, but you know what? Listen, stop spoiling for fights. Stop ripping your masks off. Walk away. If a $30 million a year player wants to bark at you a little bit, guess what? He's earned that right. Walk away. Nobody came. Nobody bought a ticket to see you get in the guy's face. Unless he puts his hands on you, stop running people out of ball games.
And that is Don't Do This for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
So special, Woods. Saturday morning, we came in. You know, maybe you joined us and heard this, but had the opportunity to talk to Joe Musgrove about 14 hours after his no-hitter was completed. Called in, great conversation. We're going to bring that to you coming up next. The Padres no-hit king, Joe Musgrove with Ben Woods, coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.